Blog Talk Radio.
Rained meat on them like the dust, feathered fowl, and a fowl can be a hen, a turkey, a duck, a chicken, like the sands of the sea. And he let them fall in the midst of their camp, all around their habitations. So they ate and were well filled, for he gave them their own desire. They were not deprived of their cravings. But while their food was still in their mouths, the wrath is anger of God came against them and slew the stoutest. The stoutest is strong. And slew means to kill, I believe, in this sentence. Also, slew means a lot. Let's pick up reading. And slew the stoutest of them, and struck down the choice men of Israel. In spite of this, they still sinned, and did not believe in his wondrous work. Therefore, their days he consumed in brutality. That means made them useless. His days, those days for those people were useless. And their years in fear. When he slew them, then they sought him, and they returned and sought diligently for God. Then they remembered that God was their rock, and the Most High God, their Redeemer. Nevertheless, they flattered means to compliment, say nice things that make you feel good. Let's read verse 36 again. Nevertheless, they flattered him with their mouth, and they lied to him with their tongues. See, God knows when you lie. For their heart was not steadfast with him, nor were their faithful. Excuse me, let me start that again. Nor were they faithful in his covenant. A covenant is a binding agreement. But he, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquity, that sin, and did not destroy them. Yes, many a time he turned his anger away and did not stir up his wrath. Again, wrath is anger. For he remembered that they were but flesh, a breath that passes away and does not come again. Did you hear that, sheep? This is what we are. Let me read verse 39 again for you. For he remembered that they were but flesh, a breath that passes away and does not come again. How often they provoked. Provoked means to, like, trigger you to do something that you may not do on your own. And you have to have the willpower to say, no, I'm not going to do this. Let's pick up reading verse 4. How often they provoked him in the wilderness and grieved him in the desert. Yes, again and again they tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. They did not remember his power. The day when he redeemed them from their enemy, or from the enemy, when he worked his signs in Egypt and his wonder in the field of Zoan, they turned their, let's pick up reading verse 44, turned their river into blood and their streams that they could not drink. He sent swarms of flies among them, which devoured them, and frogs, which destroyed them. Now, I thought this happened to the Egyptians, but not to the Israelis. Verse 46, he also gave their crops to the caterpillar and their labor to the locust. He destroyed their vines with hail and their sycamore trees with frost. Now, a sycamore tree grows figs and mulberry. Verse 48. He also gave up their cattle to hail and their flocks to fiery lightning. He cast them in the fierceness of his anger, wrath, indignation. And indignation is anger caused by one who let me read this again. Wrath, indignation, and trouble. Indignation is one who brings on anguish by sending angels of destruction among them. He made a path for his anger. He did not spare their souls from death, but gave their life over to the plague. We're going to stop reading from Psalms from Psalms chapter 78, verses 26 through 50. We will pick up reading next time. Psalm 78 is about God's kindness to rebellious Israel. Sheep, let's have a word of prayer. Our Father God in heaven, thank you for another glorious day. Although it is raining, we say thank you for this day. We thank you for giving us comfortable shelter from all types of weather, whether it's snow, hail, rain, whatever the case may be, heat. Most of all, our Father in heaven, we thank you for keeping natural and chemical disasters away from Detroit, Michigan. We sheep humble ourselves, Father God, for your continued blessing of sane, sound mind, excellent health, love, family, courage, patience, awakening our mind from deep sleep of the wilderness and bringing our mind into your truth and providing us with prosperity in all things. In your son's name, amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. Welcome. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. Sabbath is your day of rest, and Sabbath is observed on Saturdays, starting Friday evening and ending Saturday evening. I want you sheep to have your New King James Version of the Bible, your pen, pencil, and paper, you know that, just in case you want to take notes. Follow me to the book of Isaiah, chapter 40. Give me a moment, please. All right, let's read. God's people are comforted. Comfort, yes, comfort my people, says your God. Yes, let's start reading. God's people are comforted. Isaiah chapter 40. Comfort, yes, comfort my people, says your God. Speak comfort to Jerusalem and cry out to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned. Pardon means to be forgiven. For she has received from Yah's hand double for all her sins. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of Yah. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Even every valley shall be exalted. I said even, but I was mistaken. Let's pick up reading at verse 4 again. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. The crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough places smooth. The glory of Yah shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of Yah has spoken. Verse 6, the voice said, cry out. And he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all its loveliness is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flowers fade, because the breath of Yah blows upon it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades. But the word of our God stands forever. O Zion, and that's Jerusalem, you who bring good tidings, that's news. Get up into the high mountains, O Jerusalem, you who bring good tidings, again, good tidings, that's news or information. Lift up your voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God shall come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his breath before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs with his arms and carry them in his bosom and gently lead those who are with young. Verse 12, who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand? And I'm thinking the hollow of his hand is like the middle of his hand. You take your hand and fold it like a cup, and that to me is the hollow. Measured heavens with a span. A span is from end to end, or the length. or stretch, and calculated the dust of the earth in a measure, weighed the mountains in scales, and the hills in a balance. Who has directed the spirit of Yah, or as his counselors has taught him? With whom did he take counsel, and who instructed him and taught him in the path of justice? Who taught him knowledge and showed him the way of understanding? Behold, the nations are as a drop in a bucket and are counted as the small dust on the balance. Look, lift up the isles. Look, let me say that again. Look, he lifts up the isles as a very little thing, and Lebanon is not sufficient to burn, nor its beasts, and beasts are animals, sufficient for a burnt offering. All nations before him are as nothing. You hear that, see? And they are counted by him less than nothing and worthless. Wow. Verse 18. To whom then will you liken God? Or what likeness will you compare to him? The workman molds a graven image. The goldsmith overspreads it with gold. The silversmith casts silver chains. Whoever is too impoverished means poor, for such a contribution chooses a tree that will not rot. And I guess this is where idols come from. He seeks for himself a skillful workman to prepare a carved image that will not teeter. Teeter means to topple or wobble. Verse 21, have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? So earth has more than one foundation. It says foundations. Verse 22, it is he who sits above the circle of the earth. Now, if Isaiah knows that the earth is circle, where is it that we were taught in school that some people thought the earth was flat? Let's pick up reading verse 22 of Isaiah 40 again. It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them out like a tent to dwell in. He brings the princes, and the princes are male rulers, to nothing. What country has princes? He makes the judges of the earth useless. Scarcely means barely or hardly shall they be planted. Scarcely shall they be sown. Scarcely shall their stock take root in the earth. And I can understand why he makes the judges of the earth useless, because of their practices that they're doing right now. If you look at what's going on in Detroit and in Michigan, the judges are not, in my view, being honoring the laws that have been written by our forefathers, especially the Michigan Constitution, or what we vote on, is being denied as a group of people. Let's pick up reading at verse 24 again. Scarcely shall they be planted, and we're talking about judges, scarcely shall they be sown, scarcely shall their stock take root in the earth, when he will also blow on them, and they will wither as the whirlwind take them away like stubble. Verse 25, to whom then will you liken me? Or to whom shall I be equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see who has created these things, who brings out their hosts by number. He calls them all by name, by the greatness of his might and the strength of his power. Not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel? My way is hidden from Yah, and my just claim is passed over by my God. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, Elohim, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. Weary means tired. There is no searching of him, of his understanding. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary. Weary again means tired. And the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on Yah shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. Again, weary is tired. They shall walk and not faint. We have finished reading Isaiah chapter 40. Now, let's start reading Isaiah chapter 41. Israel assured of God's help. Verse 41, keep silence before me, O coastland, and let the people renew their strength. Let them come near. Then let them speak. Let us come near together for judgment. Who raises up one from the east, who in righteousness called him to his feet, who gave the nations before him and made him rule over kings, who gave them as the dust to the sword and driven stubble to his bow, who pursued them and passed safely by the way that he had not gone with his feet, who has performed and done it, calling the generations from the beginning. Yah am the first, and with the last, I am he. The coastline saw it in fear. The ends of the earth were afraid. They drew near and came. Everyone helped his neighbor and said to his brother, be of good courage. So the craftsmen encouraged the goldsmith, and he who smooths with the hammer inspired him who strikes the anvil, and an anvil is like a large iron block, saying, it is ready for soldering, and soldering is what a welder does. Then he fastened it with pegs, and pegs are spikes that you will nail into the ground with a hammer. And with pegs, you hold things. Let's pick up reading verse 7 again. Then he fastened it with pegs that it might not totter. Again, totter means to topple or wobble. Verse 8, but you, Israel, are my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the descendants of Abraham, my friend, you whom I have spoken from the end of the earth. let me read verse 9 again. You whom I have taken from the ends of the earth and called from its father's region and said to you, you are my servant. I have chosen you and have not cast you away. Fear not, I am with you. And that's what I was told in my dream years ago. And now I have become obedient. I was told to fear not, I am with you. Let's continue to read. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, and dismayed means to be distressed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Thank you. Yes, I will help you. Thank you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Behold, all those who were incensed. Incensed means to be angered or infuriated against you, shall be ashamed and disgraced. They shall be as nothing, and those who strive with you shall perish. You shall seek them and not find them. Now, I looked up the word strive, and it says to achieve or struggle. Let's pick up reading. Verse 12, you shall seek them and not find them. Those who contend with you, those who war against you, shall be as nothing, as a non-existent thing. For I, Elohim, your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, I will help you. Fear not, you worm Jacob, you men of Israel, I will help you, says Yah, and your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Behold, I will make you into a new threshing sledge with sharp teeth. And a threshing sledge is a sledge that separates the wheat from the grain. Let's pick up in verse 15. Behold, I will make you into a new threshing sledge with sharp teeth. You shall thresh the mountains and beat them small and make the hills like a shaft. You shall winnow them. And winnow means to like blow on them. Let's pick up reading verse 16. Let's stop at verse 16 and have a closing word of prayer. We'll pick up at verse 16 next time. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for keeping the evil one away. We pray this prayer in your Son's name. Amen. Remember, take our Father God with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I will talk with you all next time.
Heaven might find a place in their hearts. We've got to walk on. Walk on through temptation, 'cause He